Sports.
Coast Guard has found out the reason why a fire crippled a Carnival cruise line. The White House is backing off a leaked immigration bill. They call it Plan B. And in the meantime, the Tea Party is reaching out in a very big way with a giant bus that is rolling into areas they say they never went to before in Hispanic communities to start a ground game and copy the Democrats. Just a few things we're going to be talking about in this hour of America tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies. Maybe you had an extended weekend. Good for you. I hope you got some rest and relaxation and got to hang out with the family. Right off of the top, we go to our favorite lady who has called in. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we talk about here in America tonight, do it. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Izzy in Missouri. Hello.
Hi, Kate. Did you get a nice weekend off?
I had a regular weekend and it was good.
Oh. Well, Matt sounds better and rested.
He does. Well, he has that schedule where he's skating, Izzy. He's got like 4 days off.
Yeah, but he likes the party.
I know.
Anyway, I have to crow a little bit. When the Sandy Hook came out.
Yeah.
I flat said that my auto was not used. It was in the trunk. I said it from the get-go.
Yeah.
Because there was a report that they found it in the trunk, but it just got so covered up. Because why? Politicians want to use anything they can. But from the get-go, I said, no way, no how did that kid use that particular gun, because he would have killed more people. If I remember right, there was like a 31 or 32-round magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, thank God for a coroner that's honest and said that there was no bullets from that particular weapon used, and then somebody else decides to admit, yeah, we did find it in the trunk. Jeez, after all the hullabaloo about the ban on guns, and it wasn't even used.
I know, crazy, huh?
Oh, jeez. And by the way, we had the most gorgeous weather today. We were in the 50s.
Woo-hoo.
I'm out doing yard work for the second day in a week.
Oh, that's great. 50s, so no snow, none of that nonsense.
Well, that's coming tonight. We've been bouncing. Literally bouncing from the 50s down into the 20s and teens. Then we go right back up, and I was like, okay, I'll take the good days, because really we have had hardly any snow this winter. And normally we do get snow, a lot of snow. But I'm taking every good day in the 50s I can, because that's like T-shirt weather for us.
Yeah, no kidding.
We get, I mean, when we get up that high, or even in the 40s, it's like, yes. I mean, we did have some rain today, but it'll last about 2 hours. But I was able to get out and do some pre-spring cleanup. And I thought, wow, and people all over the... Oh, I was watching other areas, and I thought, my God, this weather's whack. Well, it is. It's places that are normally warm are freezing, and places like us that are... Because in northern Missouri, it is cold. And we should be freezing... And we're warm.
Yeah.
Is there, I mean, I don't believe in global warming, but nonetheless, we had a wonderful day. And, real quick, did you read the article about that bill proposal in Washington State?
Yes.
I about blew a casket, and I was arguing with somebody about it, and I said, oh, no, they didn't make a mistake. They were just hoping nobody noticed.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine the cops coming into your house once a year and searching it?
No. Oh, no, No. Uh-uh. Are you kidding? And
no.
and that was another story that kind of seeped out.
I'll end with that, and you can expound on it.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Izzy, for
bye-bye.
The setup. Appreciate it. All right, it's interesting. This kind of was another one that went under the radar, and in the whole search and seizure thing in Washington State, what they're saying is almost with from everything that I've read, there's no without even probable cause. There, you can go in and you can go into communities and search in homes, and so you think about that, and you think of bending a law, and seriously, what kind of law in the books is that anyway? And there's some convoluted grandfathered clause that somehow got in there that makes absolutely no sense and was not widely reported. And then once it's kind of like this Mississippi thing with and the 13th Amendment, there was this weird oversight and there was something that wasn't caught. So if you were to get in a situation where somebody is searching, legally they could go back and look and say, well, look, this is on the books, which is absolutely ridiculous. Think of illegal searches and just imagine what a field day you could have with that in court. But not if there's nothing to back that up. Would be absolutely disastrous. I mean, absolutely disastrous. You know, what's the first thing you ask if somebody comes to the door? Think about it. Where's that warrant? And what are you here for? What are you talking about? I don't understand. All right, speaking of getting a leak or something similar to it that was ridiculous. Over the weekend, the White House now is kind of backing off of this, but they leaked the immigration plan B, that drew all kinds of fire from Republicans who accused the president of really hurting the bipartisan cooperation that was going on. One of the key members of the immigration reform talks is Marco Rubio, and of course this is a layup for him, a slam dunk. He's going to nail the president on this after what was described as a draft White House proposal, and it was leaked on purpose for sure, and I think as kind of a way to prick the Republicans and maybe even some of the Democrats that are part of this as to, okay, just in case you know, or maybe you don't know, we have a backup plan if you don't come up with anything. And I think they're trying to walk it back or take it back. Even David Axelrod, who worked at the White House forever and a day and of course was the top campaign man and one of the big advisors to Obama, says that they probably would somehow figure a way to take it back, walk it back, whatever, because it was a mistake as it was out there. And Obama's people at the White House are saying that the leak was not intentional, that, you know, one person in the White House said they were surprised that any draft language was given at all to anybody in the media, and that the fact that it was out there for publication is unfortunate. The White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, downplayed the plan as a backup that was being drafted in case they didn't come up with a bill of their own, even saying as late as Sunday that Obama wanted to be prepared in case the small bipartisan group of senators didn't devise a plan for the 11 million plus illegal immigrants in the United States. So, yeah, they had backup. They wanted to leak it out there, and now they're trying to take it back. We're not that dumb.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
A lot of gun news. One of them is something that I talked about in a previous hour here on America Tonight. The fact that Sandy Hook at the school, what was reported about the assault weapon, it turns out that somehow it was missed because it just kept the story just kept growing that it was an assault-like weapon that Adam Lanza had when he went into the school. But in fact, he did have that weapon, but it was in the car. And it was, as Izzy made reference to it, it was in the car and it wasn't at all in, you know, as part of when he went into the school. He, in fact, had left it behind. And to me, one of the more interesting parts about the story is, and this I didn't realize and didn't know, and maybe many of you didn't know this either, but he went to go get one of the rifles and was turned down in a background check. So he was denied. He was denied getting a rifle. He had to use his mother's rifle, killed his mother, and used her rifle. So, wow, what a piece of information, a chunk of information that certainly was missed and kind of buried after the story just exploded because everybody was so distracted and so sickened by what happened to the kids. So the AR-15 was not used in the shooting. The coroner confirmed that. He tried to buy it, but didn't get one, was denied. So he killed his mother, stole her rifle, but that wasn't what happened. It was in his car, not in the school. The rifle wasn't used. He went in, with four handguns, not an assault rifle, as we keep hearing all over the place. And as I thought, too, with so many other people, because we kept hearing that. And the initial reports were very, it was only a few, and then that was it, and then it was gone. So that's not what happened. Remember, you know, Piers Morgan on CNN was really, really pushing this, that why do you need an AR-15 that shoots hundreds and hundreds of rounds per minute? Like it's a machine gun, and the fact that that is that that wasn't used. See, you never really know the story behind the story until we put it in reverse. I think there's such a push for, especially people on the scene, and I understand that because I was in the TV news business, and I ran a bureau even for a while when I was just a kid, and I know what that pressure's like to, boom, get out there first, get that story first. And sometimes in the haste of reporting, these little facts that aren't often confirmed and don't come out right away anyway, when the concern was for the kids and how sickening that was, and then who was it and what was his background, that the weapon kind of got, some of the weapons got lost in this, and then it just completely exploded. And as you know, there's a call for an assault weapons ban. Again, Dianne Feinstein would like to see that happen, the senator from California, but it's not likely she'll get enough support for it, doesn't seem so. All right, and catching you up on a couple of other things, the Colorado House Democrats passed ammunition limits, because I've been talking about checking with people about how much ammo is out there and that kind of stuff, and expanded background checks as part of this package of bills that they're responding to because of mass shootings. And they've got a Democratic-held House, so they voted Monday to ban large-capacity magazines and place a limit of 15 rounds for firearms, period, 8 for shotguns. They also passed a requirement for background checks on firearm sales between private parties. So I want to sell you a gun, I have a bunch of guns, then that's what they're talking about there, or vice versa, you want to sell them to me. What's happened is Vice President Joe Biden, also in pushing this, called four Democrats during a debate on the measures, including two in some more moderate areas. So then they, as this conversation continued, they passed bills to ban concealed firearms on colleges and require gun purchasers to pay for their own background checks. Wow. Senate still needs to actually sign off on these proposals, and that may be a little more, might be a little more interesting, might be a little bit tougher. But then no concealed firearms on college campuses. Different from Texas, where there's such a big push by Governor Rick Perry to make that happen, concerned about another Virginia. What if we allowed people to be, what if we allowed students to be armed? Certainly, what if we allowed teachers to be armed? You know, would that, obviously that could make a big difference if somebody is a threat on campus. And they're inching toward, perhaps federally, they're talking about maybe a compromise on magazine clip limits, that maybe that will happen. The New York Times actually reported the story first, I think, that there might be a willingness to have both sides to limit the type of magazines that can hold 15, and this is federally, of course, 15 and 30 rounds that have been used in the mass shootings, like some of the mass shootings, like in Aurora, Colorado. So, you know, what's the difference between limits on magazine sizes and a full ban, and what kind of support are they going to get? Senator Harry Reid has been a strong supporter of the NRA, and he's opposed to an assault weapons ban, but he's indicated a willingness to limit magazine sizes for civilian gun owners. So I'm thinking, how many of you out there own a weapon, and how do you feel about limiting mag sizes? You know, what does that mean to you as a gun owner? Are you on board with that? Or because you've got such a push of, you know, guys like Senator Angus King saying that high-capacity magazines have contributed to a lot of tragedies. So what's the right appropriate thing here? More stringent background check, being more diligent with guns ultimately, and seeing what happened in Colorado, will we see something similar be pushed, trying to push that across the line as far as the federal, as far as federal laws are concerned? What's interesting is, you know, we see what's going on with these states and then federally the push-pull over a whole bunch of different things. But I still don't think that there is going to be a ban. Something that Izzy mentioned at the top relating to that whole search and seizure coming in once a year and have that look around and going into a house and being able to pull guns. That would ultimately be what that would be about. And in Seattle, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. All of a sudden people are realizing that this bill actually is cockamamie, and this little thing that was stuck in the middle of it would call for those crazy inspections. So, you know, would you really want somebody coming into your house and poking around once a year? And how, what would that be under some kind of assumption that maybe a crime was committed? But I'd say that is definitely illegal. What a huge mistake that would be. And would it be gun owners' houses, which it seems like that's been discussed, that would be the common denominator. So the actual bill, I think then that provision, like I said, it's a little known thing that had been tossed around before, was buried in it. I would think that this would be a violation of the Constitution, of any of our constitutional principles. But, you know, we've got a much bigger government federally, and that just pushes for other things to happen, I think, with the states, too, as well. But putting that in there, what a mistake, and legally, what a nightmare if that were to happen. I mean, this just goes back to more reasons why we really have to read. I remember Senator Rand Paul pushing for this. You really have to have a reading time period for all of these bills so you can go through them with a fine-tooth comb, whether it's in these states that I'm talking about, what's being jammed down somebody's throat, or federally, because there's so many things that get stuck in the middle that you completely miss. And then once it's signed, and then you got to go back and forth. And usually, once it's in there, it's pretty hard to take it away. All right, hang with us here in America Tonight. We're zigging and zagging a couple different directions. You can join us, too. 855-266-5283.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You get on a plane and, you know, who knows who's going to sit around you. Really, could be some really nice people or somebody who's knocking you out of the seat, somebody who's constantly getting up, you know, somebody who's snoring loudly. I mean, who knows, you know, that's the deal. We live in America and, hey, this is flying unless you have your own plane. So how about this Idaho executive who's been charged with slapping a kid on a Delta flight, and he's been given a pink slip by his employer. His name is Joe Ricky Hunley, and he was working at AGC Aerospace and Defense Composites Group. So you have to figure he had a pretty decent job. That's the way it's sounding anyway. But they were bombarded after these reports broke that he slapped a kid on a plane. The president and CEO said that the behavior by one of his executives is offensive and disturbing. We take it seriously, and we examined it, and we heard it on Friday. And as of Sunday, he's no longer employed by the company. This guy's got to be, what's he thinking, 60 years old, had a great gig, and then poof, like that. And then, you know, the CEO was so upset he went on to say, it's embarrassing, it doesn't reflect their patriotic character of men and women. I mean, just really thought this was just an awful thing. So here's the story if you haven't heard it. Hundley was on a flight from Minneapolis to Atlanta. It was going to land at Hartsfield Jackson International Airport on February 8th. He was sitting next to Jessica Bennett and her 19-month-old son, who began to cry as the plane started to descend. Because, of course, he's a kid. He's feeling pressure in his ears. That's what happens with kids. Bennett was seated in the 28th row alongside Hundley. She tried to get her son to stop crying when he said, shut that the N-word baby up, and said, you know, she said, what did you say? And he was so drunk he fell onto her face, I guess, and then he yelled at her directly into her ear. She said then he slapped her son in the face, so his eye was swollen and it was bleeding. She said she was scared to death. And then other people stepped in. Other travelers tried to help her because they saw what was happening. He heard some guy that was 10 rows up, heard the language coming from the plane, heard the slab. So he was charged with assault. If he's convicted, he faces a maximum term of 1 year in prison. Wow. And, you know, Hundley's got an attorney. He's lost his gig, and he's now dealing with this slap of the kid. Matt, isn't that just a craziest story?
Yeah, and it's also part of the new airplane culture, I think, is the kind of mob rule.
Uh-huh.
You know, where everyone kind of polices themselves. So it's good that the other passengers stepped in. But it's kind of unbelievable that in this, you know, day and age, you'd have somebody just saying that stuff and being that aggressive towards a little child.
Yeah, what a dummy. I mean, really, what a dummy. He thought nothing was going to happen of that. He's, like I said, he's 6 years old. He has this job. Was he exhausted and drinking? I don't know. That's what they were saying. His lawyer is saying, well, we'll just see what happens. And he's going to be pleading not guilty. But what's he going to, you know, what's going to come out of this that's going to change what happened? If you had passengers or witnesses, I don't see what that would be.
That is the worst thing ever, though, the pressure on your ears.
Oh, yeah.
And from the plane. I've had it last for weeks after I've gotten off a plane before.
Ooh.
It was I can't remember where I was, or I believe it was on a return flight, so I was back home, and it lasted almost up to a month before, like, one day finally just went away. But it was in one of my ears, and it just, the pressure never kind of, I don't know what it is, reset itself or got back to equilibrium, whatever it is that it's got to do. It didn't do it, and it was awful.
Yeah, that it is awful. I've had it happen, but never for a week. I haven't walked around with that for a week. That would be a terrible thing. But the pressure for kids, I mean, especially young kids, because they're not obviously like adults, and you tell them what to do, even when they're super young. But a lot of times it doesn't work because of their ears. So, hello, what a dummy that he would, first of all, slapping someone's kid. Are you kidding me? What would ever warrant that you would think, oh, that's not a big deal. I guess I can slap them, and I don't believe that anybody's going to report me, or maybe you're just not thinking like that. We live in a world of cell phone cameras, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. People are getting big settlements and divorces, and crazy things are happening that they didn't expect when it comes to jobs because they're not paying attention to their surroundings. At any time, at any moment, anything you do that is perplexing to somebody could be caught on tape. Are you kidding me? because of the availability of people just even snapping your photo or snapping off a quick video. And even young kids have them. Yeah, they've got eye touches and iPhones and iPads, and it takes no time at all. And I just don't understand that. It's like people think they're in a gilded cage or something, and you can't see them, because quite obviously, especially on a plane, even if you didn't have that, even if you didn't even have any kind of cell phone photograph or whatever, you definitely have witnesses, and who better? There's tons of witnesses on the plane. They're watching what's happening, and somebody interceding. I can't imagine ultimately what her case is about. I'll be curious to see that. She's saying, let's just wait until all the facts come out. And, of course, she's an attorney, and she's supposed to say that. However, I'm thinking there's something, maybe there may be something more to the story than we know, and I'm not sure what that is. I've tried to dig around, and there's nothing that I can find that really stands out. So good luck trying to prove that one. I would say the other side would have a much easier time. I mean, without a doubt. All right, this is a story that I think Fox or CNN or probably everybody across the board now is reporting. But how do you feel about the United Arab Emirates buying $200 million worth of our drones? You know, what's up with that? Because it's military expansion, and you know, we do need some money, so I guess we're willing to sell. $1.4 billion in military contracts is what it was all together. And, you know, part of that is the U.S. made drones. So that's about $200 million. And they want to boost surveillance to match Iran and what they're claiming they're doing with a growing number of drone technology. So turnabout is fair play, and we're going to do the very same thing. And so, because we've got them, I guess we're willing to sell them. And these are the Predator drones built by General Atomics Aeronautical Systems. So they're not outfitted with any kind of weapons, but used for reconnaissance. And since the use of the drones has been a controversial subject, when we learned that President Obama was secretly ordering the use of missile-loaded ones to kill Americans living abroad, which is the phrase that was used, because we're thinking of, al-Awlaki, which I think is justified, but okay. The issue keeps coming up when the president agreed to give the House and Senate Intelligence Committees access to a classified legal opinion on those strikes. So that's resulted in the Republicans disagreeing on whether the solution is a federal drones court or not. You know, the UAE military spokesperson says that the deals include 750 U.S.-made mine-resistant jeeps and whatnot. So that's a pretty big contract, but is that the kind of stuff that we want? Is that the kind of stuff that we want out there, that we want sold, even if it's for surveillance? It's kind of like creepy, almost like we're using our technology and we're using it out there and finding a buddy in the Middle East who can pick it up off our hands pretty cheaply for them, and it gets rid of some of our clutter. But at what cost will that clutter be to us in the future because of the dealings there and what's happening? You know, I don't know. I kind of put a question mark on it myself. I don't know about you. All right, Oscar Pistorius, we're going to talk about that situation next. It's gotten creepier and creepier. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oscar was also devastated about Reva's family as well as his own. I saw him as a very, very lonely young man standing there, very heartbroken and sad.
All right, sad is the family of that young model and just stunned by what's happened, probably still trying to process the shock of it all. That's Pastor Olga Boyston talking about Pistorius and the Blade Runners, not just his fall from grace, really, who cares about that? The fact that it's looking pretty clearly like he murdered his girlfriend. As I say, you got to be careful with that. As we know, allegedly, it's looking that way that Reva Steinkamp, the stunning model, I mean, she was breathtaking, was shot to death by Oscar Pistorius on Valentine's Day. And, you know, she was, what's crazy as well, is that she, on that day, the day that she was murdered, she was going to give a motivational speech about her past abusive relationship. She had written this speech and was going to give it to some students at Sandown High School in Johannesburg and urging them to be brave and see the positive and make their voices heard and on and on and on. That kind of thing. So then this reality hits everybody on Saturday that, you know, that something has happened here, obviously, that's not as it seems, as it keeps being reported. Different things keep coming up. And Pistorius's family has to be, I mean, it's just one of shock that she was, this woman, Reva Steinkamp, was shot 4 times on the morning of Valentine's Day. So they're trying to get comments from anyone. I mean, this is a guy who's a national hero, and the nickname that I use is the Blade Runner, that everybody keeps calling him the Blade Runner because of his high-tech prosthetics that he's been revered for overcoming that distinction and that disability to compete in the London Games. He competed in the London Games. So he's at a police station. There's going to be a bail hearing that's happening shortly. And nobody is really discussing the details or circumstances of what happened. The couple just started dating in November, and apparently they had plans, and people say that he was happier than he had ever been, but obviously something snapped, something went wrong, and I think they're trying to find out what happened, but he's not being super cooperative, which makes it difficult. And to prove his case, that's a very tall task, I would say, by whoever is representing him, knowing, too, how people are feeling in listening to this story. So he heads to court as his girlfriend, who was killed, is laid to rest. And he's facing murder charges in her death. Prosecutors are even saying they're going to upgrade the charge. So, you know, he's being described as everybody as just gentle and kind, and how could this be? But apparently there's some kind of madness that people didn't know about, perhaps, because it's still an odd story. It's not cut and dried. Maybe that's the way that it's being reported. Maybe that's why it's coming out that way. But just, I mean, still just an awful thing that happened in a very scary, dangerous place. All right, a quick update here on ATN. Don't forget our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, will be around for our next show. And he'll be talking about big moments in the Oscars, because the Oscars are coming up on Sunday. And maybe even some of you who wouldn't normally watch are watching to see the Six Bonds, because the Six Bonds are going to be there, supposedly. What a huge moment that would be to see all of them next to each other. That would be, but I hope that that's not just some crazy rumor that was thrown out there. I hope that they really do that. And they're talking about having the people really, I mean, having all the Bonds on the stage, so not somebody someplace else and they show them up on a video screen, but that they actually will be in the same room, which I don't believe has ever happened. I don't think that they've ever had all of them in one room, maybe a couple of them, but not all of them. And I think, what a clever idea. It's probably Seth MacFarlane, he's hosting, it's probably his idea. He's come up with some pretty brilliant things, and I would assume he is probably doing the same thing for this show, for the Oscars. Makes it more interesting. Maybe it'll be worth watching at least a little bit of it to find out who won the big prizes. If you're a movie fan, you may hate movies. Your reality might be, let's just talk about politics. I don't care about movies. I don't care about a sports feed. I just want to zero in on what the people that we reportedly sent to Washington, you know, have ended up actually pursuing. And in the beginning, you're so slammed with things to learn and do, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to keep that going and roll it around. But if you're placed on some committee or honored in some other way, usually that's a smoother, I'll call it that way, a smoother transition. All right, speaking of transitions, Downton Abbey is a big old snotty series, or Siri, from England. It is serious at times. I happened to watch it because people were pushing me on it, and I actually enjoy it. And they're saying it's on PBS, of course. And the fact is that so many people are watching this show that they're getting astronomical ratings that are unexpected, that they don't expect, that they weren't expecting to necessarily be there for the United States, but they are. So well, what a wonderful thing for them. They already have production starting on season 4, but there were a few interesting things that happened. For all of you who are on that secret path, just like I am, I'll post some stuff up about Downton Abbey and their castle and the performers and whatnot. It's kind of crazy how, it is crazy how big, like I already said, that has become, without a doubt. Don't forget also, you can send me your thoughts if you don't jingle and throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And you can do that by going to americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in like that. You can sign up for Facebook and Twitter as well if you go to the website, and you'll be into the chaos that ensues in the inner sanctum. If you have a comment or two that you want to make, feel free, please do. We have lots of people that email the show, and the emails are just terrific. In fact, usually when I cherry pick the emails, I can't even get all the emails in, so I try to carry it over, which gives you more of a chance to get in or be heard, so to speak, on America Tonight. So I look forward to some of you writing me at that address, and we'll see ultimately what really gets you fired up. What is it that gets you fired up? Is it the Tiger Obama game, the golf game that they played together? Or is it the fact that a SARS-like virus, they're saying, might land in the United States? That's nice. And also the big question we said we'll talk about with Stephen Shohet with Oscar Moments is, who's going to win the Oscars? Who wins versus who should, would be a very British way to say that. And officially, it comes to a close. There's just a few days left for awards in general. Oscar puts the capper on all of it. So when you look at best categories and pictures and all of that stuff, it's some of the races are pretty tight and others are ridiculously wide open.
Expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.